This is CliffCentral.com.
We've spent a few minutes this evening finding out about a new product and a new line of products, a new way of thinking about how to almost put together your accounting, your banking, your access to capital, and all of these things into one very smart package. It's called Beyond, and it's something new from Sasfin. They've also introduced us to some of their partners, and tonight we reconnect with Michael Sassoon. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thanks,
and Michael, congratulations. This is really good.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me, and thanks for being here, Gareth. We enjoyed having you tonight, and we're very excited about it.
I'm excited, too, because Rena and I, my business partner and I, were actually talking about how this kind of thing, when you start a business, which we did not so long ago, this fills a lot of gaps, it ticks a lot of boxes, and it helps you to plot the way forward with a minimum of, you know, the boring drudgery of administration, which is exactly what Frank was showing us in the demonstration. I mean, you must be pleased with this. Is this the original idea you had in mind, or was this something that evolved?
Well, first of all, yeah, we're very passionate about small business, and we feel the pain of small business. So that was something which has kind of been in our DNA for a long time. And the way we historically would have dealt with a small business's pain is by walking the factory with him and engaging with him and bringing him around for lunch and understanding his issues and tailoring a solution for him. But the challenges of small business today are different to the challenges of small business 10 years ago. And the opportunities to assist them are different to the opportunities that were available 10 years ago. And we think through providing a digital kind of engagement to help them deal with admin, you know, that kind of sort of almost answered the question to say that it was almost part of the vision. How it's kind of unfolded has probably evolved a huge amount in the last few years. But ultimately, we're trying to help a small business.
Were you nervous when these ideas started to crystallize and you'd figured out what you needed and who you needed to make them come to fruition? Were you nervous because there have been a number of fintech products in the past that have seemed very good on paper, and when demonstrated, which was done so effectively tonight, they kind of fell apart?
So we are nervous, and we were nervous. And you know, we've invested quite a lot of money into this. We've invested quite a lot of time into it. You know, banks are understandably cautious. You know, there's a big focus on governance and regulation, and the Reserve Bank are, you know, that they fulfill an important role in ensuring that you operate like that. And this required quite a bit of forward thinking. We needed to get our board to think differently. These aren't people, you know, board members of banks aren't people who use apps every day, right? That's not what they do. They look at balance sheets and understand FICA and understand compliance. But, you know, credit to our board. They saw it. They understood it. It required a change management of our management team. But, you know, we're at the beginning here. So, you know, while we feel we've arrived at the starting line, there's a big race to run still.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that it seems that you are uniquely equipped to deal with these changes thanks to the fact that your bank is nimble, that you have a very particular client profile, and that you guys know those clients really well. It helps to have all of that if you're going to make a move like this, because obviously if you did it with a much more spread base, and perhaps if you had more of that big behemoth, you know, one of the big four banks, for example, size and structure, it might have been very difficult to turn on a dime like this and be able to figure things out this quickly.
Well, I think one of the interesting things, you know, I studied in the US in a town called Rochester, and Rochester was the home of Kodak. And Kodak's an amazing story. You know, Kodak was kind of the darling of the New York Stock Exchange, or I think they were even on the Dow Jones, and they failed. And what's interesting about Kodak is that they discovered digital.
Yes.
They discovered it, but they weren't able to implement it, or they didn't think they needed to implement it.
The funny thing was that the board then said, as the story goes, that this digital thing, it may be a thing or not, but we're going to focus on film because that's where our dollars and cents are.
And you can imagine the guy who ran the film division when they came up with this thing called digital.
No.
I said, no ways. And I think so part of the – people talk about the legacy and the agility, but a big part of that is politics with inside big organizations. If you're the guy running the branch network of a big retail bank today, And that is where the customers sit. And those are the customers who need to kind of have a new type of engagement. You know, it's quite difficult all of a sudden to now say, well, we're going to move to branchless. How do you do that? Imagine the fallout. Imagine talking to your branch managers at your sales conference the following week. The change management, the human intervention is so difficult. And people struggle to cannibalize themselves. Mm. That's a very hard thing to do. Fortunately for us, you know, we've always dealt in a very high-touch manner with our clients. And what we're doing now isn't actually... it's not cannibalizing any part of our business. This is creating a new market for us. It's creating new opportunities for us. And therefore, we don't have any of that holding us back. On the other end, you know, to become a bank, you know, so all these new entrants, the first thing they've got to do is become banks. And becoming banks means risk departments, compliance departments, prudential governance,
stuff
market
you guys
conduct
have
governance.
Practiced with over years.
And you've got to do it. So we feel that we've got kind of... the best of both worlds.
Well, you don't have to lose anything, right? And at the same time, this gives you a tool, uniquely, to do what Ellie and I were talking about a minute ago, which is to scale.
Yeah.
Because now suddenly you plug this into existing clients, potential future clients, and as far as you can tell, there's no one who couldn't fit into this because you're going to leave it open to interpretation and wherever people need to build on their own particular and peculiar needs, there will be space for that too. So actually... this is almost future-proofing your business at the same time as it is theirs.
Yeah, very much so. And I think, you know, what, you know, an hypothesis which businesses like ours, or our business had, let's say 15 years ago, was that in order to scale or to kind of go for a much bigger share of the market, you needed to have a huge brand, huge balance sheet, and huge physical footprint. Technology, digital, has kind of thrown that all to... you know, throwing that out.
I'm sure that in some big bank here in South Africa, in the boardroom at some point, someone said, don't worry about SASFIN, they don't have enough branches on the ground once.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter anymore.
And in a way that could be, if we get it right, you know, and we are cautious, you know, around, you know, setting, you know, we spoke earlier about this question of kind of arrogance and humility, and our South African businesses are often too... kind of self-effacing. Mm-hmm. You know, the danger of arrogance, you know, I suppose you can ask Stephen Smith where, you know, that led him and, you know, the Aussie cricket team.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, the reality is that I think that serves us, you know, that plays to our favor, that we don't have that legacy bricks and mortar.
Well, I wish you well. I think the product's terrific. It certainly looks like something that will have massive application. And I think for your clients, it proves that you're not only thinking ahead of the curve, but that you're implementing as well.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Gareth. Great to be with you.
This is CliffCentral.com.